Welcome to the Marty Shigold Show podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Shop the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices. In-store or online at Chemist Warehouse.
From the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Triple M.
Here it is, the full show dump on its way to you. As I can see, Will's getting his cord lined
GST
up.
Orcs.
GST two orcs.
Obviously
it's
what
busy
need.
Out there today, Matt.
Yeah, it is.
What's going on?
Pitt
Street.
I've just got the engineers working on some issues back of house.
Oh, really? Jeez, what's the problem out there?
Have you noticed that I'm not sitting in my normal spot for the last couple of weeks?
I haven't noticed you for weeks, mate. Yeah. Let alone where you're sitting.
I didn't think you had. Anyway.
Have you been sitting over that side?
Yeah. There's some computer issues.
It is moist in Moray out there.
It is moist.
No, it's moist outside Moray.
Yeah, it is. It's wet on Wellington as well.
Is it wet on Wellington?
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
It is wet.
Gosh, gee. If you're
it's a Friday fun plug.
If you're inclined for the weather to set the mood, you've had a pretty rough run over the last, 6 months.
Seasonal depression. Get your UV lamp.
It's a real thing. I don't know how people live in those, you know, those Nordic insomnia joints where it's like light 23 like hours a day
Alaska?
And everything's the same colour. There's no separation from the sky to the horizon to the land.
I think it would be awesome.
But what about when it's...
Are you living your best life?
Imagine just being dark 24/7.
I'd hate that. I don't want that. The night never ends.
It's lovely.
You live like a bear.
No, but it's the opposite of that, Matthew. It's the day never ends.
Yeah. It'd be quite tiring.
Yeah.
I'd get blackout blinds and we'd be all fine.
No, I know, but then you go out to have a piss when you're blind at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's like, what the f's going on out here? Is it ever dark?
It's never dark.
A lot of people in those parts of the world get a thing called SAD, which is seasonal
depression.
Affective disorder or something. It's called SAD. Or that's a
in the dark. I thought you meant saggy ass dick.
I would probably get that too.
That's an ageing issue.
Oh, I thought it was sloppy
seasonal
anal diarrhea.
Seasonal affective disorder.
That's right.
That happens. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's like on my favourite show, Broad City. There's a whole episode about that.
Okay. Nothing on The Simpsons?
Not yet.
Oh, I'm sure they'll get round to it. Cultural Kings.
Oh, my God.
I remember being in London in their summer and being astonished by how late the sun went.
Oh yeah.
Like 10 o'clock.
But like also 11. Astonished in their winter how the sun goes down at literally 3 o'clock in the arbor.
Yeah.
Well, Copenhagen's even more. Like it's light until midnight and the sun comes up at 3 a.m. in summer.
That would freak me out.
Not to mention somewhere like Oslo.
Oh, yeah, it's even more further north.
Reykjavik?
Reykjavik.
Reykjavik.
Japan.
Oh.
That's all right.
Oh, it's not that far north. I
just wanted to say Japan.
Oh, Japan.
In like a French accent?
That's not an accent. That's a noise.
You're about to sneeze.
What noise was it?
That's just noises. So anyone that says it's not is guessing.
They're the racist.
Yes.
Get in touch.
You interpret it that way.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Get in touch through Insta at Marty Shigold Show. William!
That's another noise.
Well, no, that's you just yawning.
Yeah, that's a noise.
Isn't it? Stretching.
Just warming up your voice.
Yeah. A-E-I-O-U. Is that what you do?
Troy, that was racist.
No, I think it's like
that was really racist.
A-E-I-O-U. I'm sure that's like a warm-up thing for your voice.
More my move.
A woman I used to work with used to do that in her car on the way to work in the morning.
Really?
That's how Pangy does his vocal warm-up. It's a vocal warm-up.
That flirted with the line.
Just a vocal warm-up.
We flirt with lots of lines on this show, especially on the dump. What do you got message-wise?
Today's MoSpace is from Brendan.
Oh, let's have a look at Brendan's. Your moustache is looking amazing.
It's not today's good day.
I forgot to do it.
Can you do handlebars, please? Ooh, Brendan.
Do you want me to do handlebars?
I don't think you can just start handlebars. Nah, that's got to be part of the plan.
Yeah. Look at Brendan's. He's a 5-year Mobro.
Beautifully.
Wow. He's a 5-year Mobro.
And how much is Brendan trying to raise?
He's raised 1,600 since 2018, and he's targeting 200.
He's raised 155 already.
Are we giving these people any money for
this? No, we're just posting them to the Instagram. Have you?
Yeah.
No, I don't do personal donations.
I donated to everyone for November.
Give people money on the street,
Loz. Too much. Lockie says, Lawrence, stop looking at that homeless person because you're going to give them money.
Can't get a tax deduct if you do that.
But rather than that homeless person,
can you get a receipt from the homeless?
That is.
No, but can you?
No.
I don't think they've
got it. Well, they're lawful then. For not understanding tax deductions.
But I guess that's square why, things.
Partly why they're in the situation they're in.
I just bank transfer them.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, oh right, God. Okay. Jeez, okay.
Because I don't carry cash.
Then they've got your number, your account number.
Yeah, but they can't take money out of my account number.
I don't like people having my bank account number.
No, it's all got a bit of a Medibank vibe. Mm.
All right, well, you've managed to turn a really...
In. Yeah, all your money ends up just going to a place called Swanston Street. Corner of Swanston and Russell. Well, no, you can't have that corner.
No, can they do what they
Swanston and Latrobe?
Better.
Yeah.
From Jeff. Shaving tips. Hi there, Will Schlong. Will of Schlong.
Mm. Will of Schlong?
Jeff from Port Stephens again, catching up on last week's pod and got some advice for the neck rash from shaving.
Oh, which here we go. Because we love. As soon as you tell someone you get a neck rash from shaving, they've got an idea of how you can get rid of it.
Yeah. Jeff says, I was at the barber yesterday and he said you have to shave with the grain / growth, not against.
Well, yeah. Oh, wait.
Easier done.
But then you don't get a close shave.
Yeah. Easier done when someone is shaving you. But if you can manage that, you will stop the razor rash. Good luck, Shagger.
Mm.
I have done a full... map on my neck using pens and stuff.
Really?
Sort of, yeah.
To work out.
To work track. Out.
Yeah.
Because I've got like circular growth going on down there. So I've tried all of this. Nothing works.
No, nothing.
Maybe you should laser it.
Yeah, I might just laser. I have.
Can you laser your
beard? Yeah, I know someone
who's
done it.
You can laser everywhere on your body.
And just with laser, does it come back?
Nah.
Ever.
It can come back in a really fine capacity. Fine and dandy.
Fine and dandy.
You can just have another thing and it just is fine.
Is it painful, though, to get that done?
No.
Right. Okay.
I got my arsehole done. And
your ham flower?
I've never looked back.
It hasn't come back in a fine capacity?
No, I've never looked back, so I don't know how it went.
Did you get it bleached at the same time?
Come on.
That's very good. It's just a crime scene, down there.
I'm assuming it's a nightmare. Every time I think about it, I think it's going to be a mess. That can't have worked.
It's the Baron
Skin
of Beef.
Dags.
Dags. Yeah.
Skin dags.
Planet wart.
There's a planet wart in my actual ring.
You've sat on your circular pillow since.
Oh.
Donut pillow.
Donut. Where are you going, Matthew?
We're in the air conditioner. It's very warm.
It's an air fryer mode.
Yeah, it is hot.
It's
was
auto.
It you? Was that you? She's trying to keep her toe warm.
Poor Clara, she's not happy with you.
No.
I'm too tired, I don't care.
Oh, no.
Did you sleep all right, though, with your endo?
That's a sass.
You're right. I had 2 o'clock, you said.
Since we solicited for mowing photos, I have been inundated.
Oh, please show me some mowing.
I'll just send you the good ones because there's been a few that are just
I don't want to see the bad ones. I just want some good mowing ones.
Don't ruin mowing for him.
Yeah.
David
says,
could be an old chat about mowing lines.
Mm.
And then he sent through a photo and I said, did you mow this or did you just play on this course?
Mm.
And he says, mate, I mowed at Spring Valley Golf Club.
Oh.
Look at the green on this.
Oh, my God.
That is stunning.
Imagine
that
the satisfaction of mowing that.
Yeah.
That is proper.
How do they get the line so straight?
That's proper mowing. Well, some of them, the big mowers have GPS, but this wouldn't. This is just a man with a steady hand.
Yeah.
Do you get lines on your grass?
No.
Because you do it different directions, don't you?
Yeah.
Do we work that out?
I mow mine in a giant big circle.
Oh, and then go in.
Oh, you make rings.
And then sometimes I change the direction so that all the shavings don't end up in one giant pile in the middle.
So you close your rings in the lawn?
Close my rings.
And do you get hay fever?
No, I don't, fortunately.
I do. Yeah.
Never suffered from hay fever.
So does the grass just go, you just leave it there? You don't, like, collect it in a...
It's too much of it.
Yeah. Mm.
Cole the Craney, morning legends, loving the show, had a very satisfying mow yesterday. Thought I'd send it through. It's his Movember photo. And then that's a nice
Gee, good mo.
Good.
Tight house.
Tight house.
Is he in Queensland?
It looks Queenslandish.
It looks Queenslandish, doesn't it, with the palms?
Yes.
Ooh, good tight mo.
Nice.
Tight
mo.
Beautiful edging.
Lovely garden there.
Good edge.
The windows as well.
Whipper snipping around the post there and along the concrete garden bed.
Bit of tan bark in that tree.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Good mo.
Yep.
Are we
10 out of 10 mo.
Yes, we had a message from Tom that says, sorry, Coke Can, I know this has been flogged to death, but it's still irking me. Laws and the eclipse. The sun is that big, it couldn't even fit.
I know that. I said that afterwards.
And I just wanted to provide a photo.
I
just
know.
To give...
Look how big the sun is.
I okay, didn't. When I was saying,
can you blow that one up?
I mean, look at the size of the sun.
I know. When I said the words, I wasn't actually thinking about what I was saying.
You can't actually even fit it in the gap.
No.
It would come down over both the moon and the earth and incinerate them.
Yeah.
I know.
Just imagine the moon being behind the
sun. Yeah, so you'd have the moon, then the sun and the earth. Well, I don't know if you would.
Just the moon disappearing behind the sun for a bit.
Disappearing into the sun? Oh, there goes the moon. Oh, the moon's gone.
I loved how you tried to explain it.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I just say things. It's like.
I know. It was funny.
That's fine, mate.
Yeah, fine. From Lizzie.
Not a bloody doctor.
Exactly. I got the other part right. The lunar eclipse.
The lunar eclipse, yeah. Lizzie, hi, guys. A bit behind on the pod. Weird food combo.
Yeah.
Vanilla ice cream.
Yum.
Strawberry topping.
Yum.
And Weet-Bix crushed over the top.
Oh. Yes, that would be like a strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Or like an up and go. Like it's literally like an up and go.
An up and go.
But with a bit more ice cream in it.
Oh, I like that.
Mm. Yeah. Heaven. My kids think I've lost the plot, but it's delicious.
No, they're delicious. Mm. Good on you.
Mm. Well done, Lizzie.
It's creative, isn't it?
It is.
Because you're going ice cream, you're going, okay. You get strawberry topping. Yeah. Yeah, I'm still going well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what this needs? A Weet-Bix. that's clever.
Well, we used to actually put, not cornflakes, what? Wheaties on ice cream.
Wheaties. Oh, really?
Wheaties. Yeah.
Did I?
You'd be bland.
Mum used to make.
I don't know, you brought it up.
Having like a memory, but you know sometimes something you're not sure if it's a memory or if it's like.
If you had a dream.
Mum used to make those beautiful cornflake biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my mum still does.
Honey Joys?
Yeah. No, they're not honey. They're just, they're like a cornflake.
Cornflakey biscuity thing. Yeah, I know. Mum used to do
those. Cornflakes in, but they're not honey. There's no honey in them.
Would you like to try one of my Joy Joys? Simpsons reference, you went.
Oh, my God. Are you doing accents?
Honestly.
It's Uter. Oh, exchange
we might say
students.
That we you know, ate Uter.
The Simpsons was just funny in 1992.
No. It's
just funny.
Nah.
When I had, you know, when we were growing up working, yes. I had a few mates that would still watch The Simpsons when they were my age, and I, you know, and I just thought, what's wrong with you?
No.
Because it's great.
I often put The Simpsons.
I often have the
just
often have The Simpsons
like vintage
on.
Simpsons. Yeah, like the
yeah.
Prime
I don't
time.
Go after season 11.
Yeah. Oh, I'm even like season 8 onwards. Mm. I give up on it. But
no, it's always too much fun happening outside of the television room.
Yeah,
exactly. You're allowed to sit in a room and watch TV for a bit.
No, you weren't
in the 90s.
You weren't in the 90s.
Well, it was on at night, and I was actually 6 working.
6 p.m.
Yeah, I was working nights.
Didn't you work breakfast?
Back then.
Oh, that's
not
right. It
Simpsons.
Was the end of Channel 10, remember?
Yeah, it was
when
after
they moved
the news.
To The Simpsons. It's yeah. never recovered
yeah,
Channel
that's
10.
Right,
yeah,
despite their best efforts with the project, with Aled Wali and
Carrie. What's that?
Aled Wali.
Did
you actually?
Mel Bracewell on the show as well.
Oh, good.
Cheap Seats, very good show.
Cheap Seats.
Channel 10.
Yeah. Message from Justin. I will play it now.
Oh.
G'day, Marty and the Saggy Cags. Oh. Got a quick story for you. We'll keep it short and sweet for you, Marty, for your sanity. Good. You had the topic of party injuries. I was 10 at my cousin's first birthday. Running in and outside as kids do, open door, glass slide door, open all night. Someone decides to close and then call out my name, so I go to run full pelt into the kitchen to say, here I am, and the glass door stopped me. I smashed into it, smashed on my nose, broke it, blood everywhere, not good.
Oh.
Now I have a weird nose. End of story. Triple M.
Oh, the whisper. Well.
Yes.
He sounds like he's congested.
Doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He might have a bad nasal.
You can get a free nose job.
Nasal.
What do you mean you can get a free nose job?
If you've had an issue.
He's got an issue. Like if you have a deviated septum.
Oh, right.
You can get a free nose job.
What if you've got a deviated rectum?
You can get a free nose job. You can get a free rim job.
You go to Bangkok for that.
Drew,
get that fixed up.
What's that happening on there? Into a hole?
No, that's a puddle.
Is that spit or cum?
Fuck.
Your words.
Yeah. Which direction is it going?
Do that for you, Matthew.
You should frame that.
Definitely should frame
that. Are you going to say thank you? Or?
I did. I said thank you. Sorry. Thank you, Martin.
Feeling lonely.
You should frame that and put it in your house because we know how much you love artwork and clutter.
Mm.
Great.
What's the Japanese anti-clutter woman called?
Marie Kondo.
Sorry.
So I you are things, Matthew Kondo. Anti-climate.
Another injury story from Alex.
Hey, boys and girls and everything in between. Just a bit of a drunken accident injury story. Many years ago when I was young, dumb and full of fun, I was at a mate's house. We were deleting some Oprah tin frees. Things were starting to get a little bit silly. One of the boys found this foreign bottle of 80% liquor. So he thought, oh, you know, it'd be a good idea. We'll do some flaming shots. Now, I'd never done them before. So as I'm waiting to have it, I turned around to my mate and said, oh, am I supposed to blow it out before I drink it? He said, yes. And me being a smart ass, I asked him again, am I supposed to blow it out? He said, yes. I asked him about three times until eventually he said no. And as soon as he said no, I went to drink the flaming shot, ended up setting half my face on fire, my lips, inside of my nose. I was running around, slapping my face, screaming. Was all my mates were running away. It was quite cartoonish. But, yeah, it turns out you are supposed to blow them out and learn a bit of a lesson that day. But... oh, say la vie.
Say la vie.
And then he's attached an accompanying photo if you would like to see facial burns that Alex sustained.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He really did Alex, burn his nose as well.
Imagine burning inside your nose and throat.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That would affect you.
That looks sore.
It would affect your trip.
Oh, yeah.
Where was he?
I don't know.
On a trip.
I missed that.
Wasn't he on a boys' trip deleting some Oprah tin frees?
Yes.
Yeah. And burns too get worse before they get better.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, don't they? God, burns hurt. Even when you just burn your finger on a saucepan.
I know, it's so painful.
Why is it so painful?
I steam burned my thumb the other morning making a cup of tea and it hurt so much.
Oh, wow.
And then I had to have a shower after and then no blister.
Steam's the worst sort of burn.
Yeah.
I mean, a molten lava would be right up there.
Oh, yeah.
Or the guy that fell in the vat.
Oh, that was
the aluminium bloody vat.
720 degrees centigrade.
I don't know how he survived that.
Falling in lava, like, would you just die immediately? Like,
yes.
Would you think you'd
just
feel
disappear.
It?
Yeah,
you'd want to go right first, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the moon hitting the sun.
Yeah. It'd be just
like, it'd be like trying to fit the sun between the moon and the earth.
I don't know why now you realise how dumb that was. Like, I know.
Because I hadn't seen a photo.
Oh, but I know. That's why I said
I hadn't been able to visualise it.
Have you seen the video? It's like it shows Earth and then it goes out and it shows the size of every sun and every star. And it makes you feel so insignificant.
Yeah, totally. We're just like a little pin
drop. Nothing.
No.
Don't ever be embarrassed for anything.
What's the biggest planet in our solar system?
In ours?
Yeah.
Jupiter's the biggest. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I never know stuff.
Or was it Saturn?
No, it's Jupiter.
Jupiter.
Yeah.
It's not Matthew's Uranus.
Matthew's Uranus.
It's a lot smaller.
You should say, it's not Matthew, it's not Uranus. Because then.
Is it Matthew?
We were teaching you how to do the joke. I think it was fine the first time.
Matthew Williams teach me how to do a joke.
Will's School of Comedy.
Matthew's Uranus.
Yeah,
you should run comedy workshops.
Look how small we are compared
to
Jupiter.
What's that big one?
That's Jupiter.
No, the other one.
The sun.
You're not including Saturn's rings, are you?
No. So
Jupiter and Saturn are huge.
Yeah, they're monsters.
Yeah.
Then Uranus, then Neptune.
Pluto's not even on there anymore.
Then it looks like it's Venus, Earth, Mars. Mercury, Mars.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gee, Willy Winkers.
And they all have their own moons as well.
Yeah.
Is our moon, how does it go in comparison with other planets' moons?
Oh, some moons
it's quite
are
small.
Huge. Yeah.
I think there's some moons that are the size
like
of Earth.
I know
the biggest moon of Saturn is called Titan.
Yeah.
There he is, Titan.
He sounds big.
There's one bigger than him, Ganymede.
The biggest moon of Jupiter, Ganymede. Where's our moon? Not even on there. Yeah.
And our moon's just called Moon.
Oh.
Well, it doesn't have a fun note?
I don't believe so.
It's not called Bert Newton?
Right, thanks, Moira.
Or Lawrence.
Lawrence?
Or Moody?
What's the size of our moon?
Oh, jeez.
Size of our moon?
Oh, okay, so Jupiter's is 5,000 square kilometres. Wait.
Yeah, that's right, 5,000.
And ours is?
3.5.
Three and a half.
Big.
No, that's the diameter.
Oh, diameter.
So it's about the size of Australia, 3,500 kilometres.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Australia's actually wider.
That's the facts that we've been told about four times that we didn't realise, remember? No, you don't.
Are you serious? You don't remember Australia's wider than the moon? We've done that like four times.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Even it was I a revelation that. To me. where this is a good, it's a good way to remember the size of the note.
Yeah, you can learn things twice.
Of course.
Twice.
You can learn them four times.
Yeah. Oh. I learn stuff all the time, heaps.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. That's
updates from
funny.
The gin dog.
Oh, yes.
Oh, gin dog.
We now know where the gin dog lives.
Oh, has he told us?
Oh, well.
I like it a mystery.
No, I want to know.
Okay.
Do you want to leave the studio?
No.
Nobody
I want to
knows.
Know. I want to know.
The gin dog says, this is gin dog world marked in red.
Oh,
and then I've looked
okay.
it up.
Oh, here we go. See, this geez. Is like a game where you get dropped
gin
somewhere.
Gin dog yeah. has got some land.
Wow.
Is that gin dog's entire property?
It looks like
so
it.
So remote.
Gin dog
it's,
has.
It's not that remote. It looks like it's near Portsmouth.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
When I looked up the road that is attached.
B2146.
Yeah, that's it.
I wonder if gin dog realised by leaving the number of the road in there that we'd be able
It'd
to.
It'd be identifiable, yeah.
We could literally send him a letter if we wanted.
Yeah.
I'm guessing gin dog there looking at that looks like he could be on 30 or 40 acres.
Yeah.
Let's look up Portsmouth.
The gin dog also said, Loza said she would never want to know what the gin dog really looked like. So here is the gin dog on the left with the head obscured.
Oh, this
so
is fun.
You'll be able to see the gin dog's body.
Oh, this is a bit like DC.
Oh, gin dog's oh, trim.
Hang on. Gin dog, I just rolled my tongue, is sexy?
He's slight.
You can't see his face.
Imagining.
Is gin dog, is that his wife?
No. It's his friend.
That must be his. Or it could be his brother.
Could be his brother.
Oh.
I assume they're drinking gin.
In his Ralph Lauren pop checked gingham shirt.
Mm.
His mate. I don't like his mate.
Oh, really?
Oh, I like his mate.
No, I don't like him.
Okay.
And this I don't think Gin Dog likes him either. Look, his hand's jammed in his pocket. He's not interested in what's going on there.
Is the Gin Dog wearing jeans?
The Jane
I think,
dog.
I think,
the
they're dog. A, I think they're a denim.
They're a dark Jane.
Mm. They're a dark Jane.
Mm. Or a chain, though.
Chino.
Chino. You know they're not actually called Chinos unless they're from the town of Chinochi.
Chinochi.
Is that a joke?
Really?
No.
It's a joke. Oh, it's a joke.
It's part of his workshop.
Well, Real School of Comedy. Sorry,
please,
I missed that class.
Class 6 and 7.
That's why you can only call.
I think I've worked out.
Canotto can only come from the town of Canotto.
Does Chino come from? Chino Moreno.
Chino Moreno.
I think I have worked.
Oh. Well, that's not where Chino came from.
Isn't Chino Moreno is an American singer.
It's just a Chino cloth. It's a type of fabric. 100% cotton.
As you know, it's a pair of trousers made from Chino cloth, generally referred to as Chinos.
Chinos.
It was stupid calling them cloth pants.
Mm.
Oh. What? It comes from the Spanish for Chinese pants because the cloth is originally made in China.
Chinese pants, chino.
Pantalones, chinos.
Chinos.
Should we be saying chino?
Are we supposed to be saying China?
Are they chino?
Oh my God, we should start saying chinos.
I love you, chinos.
We should start saying chinos.
Which are those chinos?
You're good
they
chino,
industry?
This is
industry.
Mind-blowing.
I'm wearing a tan chino.
I'm wearing. Look at the chinos
like,
I've got.
Actually,
actually,
let me tell you something.
Nice chinos.
Oh, that's fun. Pantalinos chinos.
No, it is chino.
Yeah.
Oh, it is too. Jeez, nah.
Pantalinos chinos.
Pantalinos chinos.
It's a twill fabric originally made of 100% cotton.
Mm.
Wow.
Well, that's fun.
Mm. That is fun.
Fingers.
Fingers.
Oh, really? Already? Ah. Oh.
Let's get into the full show dump from Triple M. Get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. Here comes the full show dump.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
If you've woken up and you think it's July, you'll be excused this morning. It's freezing.
It was fresh this morning.
So cold.
I trotted out to the car.
Yeah.
6.5 degrees on the dash this morning.
What?
Did you put the heated seats on the way
sure
in?
Sure did.
Yeah. Keep the tush warm.
Keep the tush warm.
Yes. It's so cold.
It was really fresh.
Yeah, it really
what happened?
Was.
I thought we'd broken the back
I know.
Of it.
I think it's just a couple of days of ordinary weather. Yes. It'll be fine towards
we'll be
the back
fine.
End of the week.
We'll be fine.
Yeah. Saturday's going to be sunny.
Saturday?
No,
or Friday?
Friday
is
nice,
it.
I
yeah.
think.
End of the week.
Yeah, weekend's nice.
Mm.
Friday, what are we expecting?
24, I think I saw
okay,
this
back.
Morning.
We're
yeah.
back. We're back.
We're back.
Yeah.
Just gone back to July for a day.
It can happen.
Well, it's Melbourne.
When you least expect it. Exactly. It's like, gee, we've broken the back of the... Oh, hang on.
Yeah, yeah. Don't put the hoodies away just yet.
Hang on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did anyone do anything of any interest whatsoever last night?
No, Monday's a bit of a boring night for me,
I watched the new episode of White Lotus.
Oh.
Comes out on Mondays.
You happy with that?
I forgot about that last night.
So good.
I love White Lotus.
White Lotus.
You should get on
it. I know. It's been recommended to me by several people. I'm watching a film for about the third night called Medieval on Netflix.
Oh, it's a film. I thought it was a series.
No, if you want a natural sedative, Medieval is it. Yeah. Put me to sleep three nights in a row. Oh. I can't get past the 20-minute mark.
I needed that last night.
It's perfect.
Yeah. I could not sleep until about 12 o'clock last night. Just was like this.
I could hear them talking in the distance.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Medieval's still going. Nice. That's reassuring.
Yeah. Was there battles?
2 hours six. You know who it is? It's that really interesting actor who was in, like, one of those American sniper-type films. He's really a heavy character actor.
Ben Foster.
Ben Foster. Now, you don't know his name, but you'll know him.
Oh, Michael Caine's in it.
Michael Caine. I never killed a bloody king. Yeah. Mini Coopers, bloody good car. Yeah. I was born a German. I'm going to die German.
That's Michael pretty good. Yeah.
That's
excellent. And you really get the momentum up.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, Ben Foster. He's proper character actor, and he's a real method guy. You know, he could be a dick. I don't know. But like so many actors who disappear up their own ass when they get a script in front of them because they've finally got work for the first time in years. How are you, Alex?
Good segue, pretty good.
Anything happening in your world?
No, I also got up to date with White Lotus. Watched another episode of The Crown. I'm absolutely loving it.
Yeah, really? Smashing Crown.
I can't get into this season.
But you've only watched one, haven't you?
Yeah, and I can't get into it.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a reason?
Watch the second one.
I was saying, I think it's now too modern.
Like, it is very recent.
It's just now to the point where I'm like, well... Yeah.
It's like in my lifetime now. Yeah. I kind of,
you know it all.
Yeah.
Mm. Right.
And I think it's a little bit miscast this season.
Do you?
Charles
disagree.
He's too hot. Charles?
Yeah, it's Dominic West, who also is a...
I think he's good.
Dominic West from Prisoner.
No, he's the one that had the affair with Lily James. Remember when he...
Wasn't he in that Prisoner show? Dominic West? No, he's an Aussie, isn't he?
No, he's in that... what's that cop show that he's in?
The Wire.
The Wire.
The Wire. Mm. Give us a look at him. Dominic West.
Yeah. This guy?
Yeah, not who I thought it was.
Yeah.
You're not thinking of the Prison Break guy?
Yeah. Who's that? Yeah. Dominic who?
No, that's not. No, I know. It's
Prison Break.
Wentworth Miller.
Yeah, Wentworth Miller.
Yeah, there's another one. There's another guy in Prison
Dominic
Break.
Dominic Purcell.
Dominic Purcell.
Yeah, not him.
Yeah, not him.
Yeah. Hmm.
Wentworth Miller. What happened to Wentworth Miller?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Such a great name.
A great name.
Wentworth Miller reported to Judy.
He's 50 now.
Wentworth Miller.
That's your name.
Matthew, how are you? You've been quiet today.
I'm really good. Thanks. I was just enjoying movie chat.
Nice to see you here.
I saw a screening of She Said last night, the Harvey Weinstein film.
Oh, yeah. What did you think?
It's very good. It's about the New York Times investigation, which is different to the New York Post one that we were just talking about before.
Right. Okay. It was the one I was talking about, the New York Post guy.
Yeah.
Farrow's kid.
Yes.
Who plays Harvey?
Keenan Farrow. You only see the back of his head.
Good.
Hang on. Slow down, everyone. Where's Alex gone?
She's off.
Get off.
She's off.
I noticed that. She's out.
Clara's stories to start chasing.
Whatever she does. DC! Yes! Top six at six.
Oh, magical.
That's good.
Matt didn't do it.
What? Snitch?
Oh, Matt was organising traffic
snitches
for
Matt. Get stitches. Don't forget. Who's the guy that sang Stitches?
Shawn
Mendes.
Come on, Sean.
I beg your pardon?
Come on, Sean.
Come
be brave.
Sean.
Be honest, Sean. Just be yourself.
Yeah,
mate.
I agree.
Be yourself.
Yeah, it's okay.
Just lean in.
People won't mind.
Everyone will still love you.
You'll have fans.
Yeah.
Be yourself, Shorty. Coming in at number one, speaking of Shawn Mendes, David Warner has revealed he's likely to quit tests after next year's Ashes series if he makes it. And says, for all those people saying I'm past it and a lot of those old people are past it, look out, be careful what you wish for. Tiny David still being a bully.
Oh. He said that on Triple M, I think.
Did he?
Yes,
he's one of us.
Dead Set Legends.
Because I haven't had a real think about David. Is he one of ours?
No, he's not.
No. Mm. He was a guest.
No doubt.
Ah, right.
Well, if he's a big enough dead shit, we'll give him a job.
Will just glaring at Marty for the record.
I don't know if he's referring to me.
Yeah. Coming in at number two, Manchester United have responded after Cristiano Ronaldo blasted them and manager Erik ten Hag in a TV interview saying he feels betrayed by the club. And they said the club will consider its response after the full facts have been established.
Oh, okay. I think he's in a bit of trouble.
Cristiano not enjoying his time at Man U.
No.
I'll play a grab in the back page.
Yeah. Oh,
a grab.
Something to look forward to.
Good tease.
Actuality.
He can cry into his bags of money. He'll be okay.
Exactly.
He'll be fine. Cry into his abs.
He's beautiful.
I wish I could cry into my abs.
It'd
make crying so much easier.
So much more fun.
You could cry more openly if you knew the tears were running down your abs.
Yeah.
Trickling into those channels.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Back in the fire.
Into the old
gutters. Hey, Matthew, into the old gutters. Coming in at number three, Tism played a secret show at Melbourne's Croxton Bandroom on Saturday night.
Wow.
Isn't that fantastic?
That is.
Could we be seeing a revival of one of the best kept secrets in the music industry?
That would be fun.
I know one of the Tism boys.
Do you?
Oh, do you?
I do.
Anything you can tell us?
Absolutely nothing.
Right, okay.
But they were so much fun.
Mm.
I remember seeing them on Recovery a few times.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And they were just, you know, the balaclavas and the whatnot.
Mm.
Greg the stop sign. Coming in at number four, TMZ. Is it TMZ or TMZ?
Well, I think it's Z because America.
TMZ.
Yeah.
TMZ reported this morning that Jay Leno is in a burn center after suffering a serious injury to his face when one of his cars erupted into flames without warning.
Yeah.
I didn't know that story.
It literally just came out before I saw it on TMZ Instagram.
He's a massive car guy, Jay Leno.
Car guy.
Like, so the garage where he stores his cars.
There's hundreds of
them. Just one just went and, yeah.
He's got so many cars. He loves cars so much.
Him and Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah, he and Seinfeld.
Yeah.
But I think he's a bigger collector of cars than Seinfeld.
Jeez.
Number five, Jeff Bezos plans to give away most of his $124 billion fortune during his lifetime to organisations fighting climate change and promoting unity.
Oh,
that's
good on.
Nice.
So
well done,
should.
Jeff.
If you've got that much money, you can probably do that.
What are you going to do with it?
How much do you need?
I know.
You can get by on a bill, you'd reckon.
Off. Oh. A bill?
No one needs more than $1 billion.
No. I was thinking you could 100 million and probably comfortably see you through life.
I understand billionaires.
The way that he lives his life, though, you know, he'd do it with a bill. He could give away 185.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's the same with, like, Zuckerberg.
I know.
You could just give it all
away. Give it all away.
You could just go retire in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Well, he's lost about 20% of it in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Facebook hasn't been going too well.
And he doesn't seem right.
No, he's an alien. I think he sold his soul and now he's just AI.
He really does seem like a robot, doesn't he?
Mm.
Number six, influencer who transitioned into a Korean woman is now transitioning back to a British man?
Well, that's a lot of work, I think.
A Korean woman is now transitioning back to a British man? What's happening here? Have we got a photo of this Korean woman?
I think there is a photo floating around. I know it's been expensive.
Let's have a quick look.
I don't know.
Oh, no!
Might not get a chance to have a look at a Korean woman who's transitioning back into a British man.
Top 6 at 6.
You didn't do it.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show. What's
on the back page? Time for your sporting news now. The wide world of Will. William, what's happening?
Thank you, Troy. An investigation into suspicious betting.
Yes.
Linked to this year's Brownlow Medal, the 2022 Brownlow Medal.
So what's going on here, William?
Multiple outlets have named Michael Pell as the umpire, which people wouldn't know. He's not a real household name in the umpiring fraternity.
No.
He's umpired 17 games in total. He debuted as an emergency umpire in 2021, came on for an injury.
But he's an older bloke, isn't
he's 32.
He? 32. Yes. So he's been a bit of a sort of next level down umpire.
Yeah.
He's come up into the top grade.
Yep, a further 16 games in 2022. There's no suggestion that the integrity of the votes have been tampered with.
No.
Patrick Cripps' win is not under any sort of investigation.
It's not about that. It's about somebody, and possibly this bloke, certainly yes. they're the allegations, knowing what the vote might have been on the day and giving yes. that information to a few of his mates. Is that what's happened?
Yeah, four men have been arrested in total, all aged between 27 and 32, expected to be charged on summons with using information to corrupt a betting event, is the language. So it is assumed that the round-by-round voting, which is only released quite recent to the actual count itself. You can only do it in the week or so in the lead up to the Brownlow Medal. Mm. But you can vote on specific games, bet on specific games and say, I think that Patrick Cripps, for example, will get three.
Whether this guy is just, if he's just making an educated guess or whether he's got actual information. Do you know?
He would have been part of the voting process.
In some of those games.
Yeah, in 16 games this season. One of which Patrick Cripps polled three votes, for example.
You know, this is an allegation and charges and whatnot and all of the words that we need to say around these kind of things. But what a dim-witted idiot is the bottom line here.
Yeah.
What an absolute simpleton of a bloke that he thought he would be able to get away with this and telling his mates.
Yeah. And the
if
rest
that's
of...
what's happened, why wouldn't you, if you were going to do this, just quietly do it yourself?
Yeah.
Why do you have to tell other people?
Well, can he bet on this?
No, he's absolutely not allowed to bet on it. And I think the umpiring fraternity would be livid with this because the Brownlow is sacrosanct and it's
so
important.
How hard is it to open a betting account in a different name?
Oh, very simple if you can get the card.
I would have thought so. So he can bet on it himself.
Getting money out is difficult from the betting apps, but putting it in is pretty simple. NBA news, Josh Giddey, the 20-year-old from Victoria.
Do we know anything about his backstory?
No,
is he
not,
a mad
not really.
Is he crippled by debt? Is there any sort of...
I have a quote from a neighbour, an anonymous neighbour.
I want to hear from
Sun.
The neighbour, please.
Wow, I never would have thought in a million years.
Okay.
That's
okay,
the quote.
Well, that's an interesting quote, isn't it? I never would have thought in a million years, because they're private. Always the blokes.
Yeah.
It's all allegations.
Yeah. It is.
A lot of, beautifully said. Yeah. A lot of allegations, and let's be very clear about that.
The 20-year-old Victorian Josh Giddey led Oklahoma City to a 145-135 win over the New York Knicks yesterday.
Bang.
He had 24 points, 12 assists, 10 rebounds, which is his fifth career triple-double, and his second in two attempts at Madison Square Garden.
This kid.
Only Wilt Chamberlain is the other person to have done that.
He's going
to
do everything in the NBA. Yeah.
Yes. If you want to watch him, check him out today. 11:30 a.m. they're playing the Boston Celtics. They're coming 10th in the Western Conference, OKC. So hopefully they can put a bit of a season together. Good young team.
Yeah, he's gonna do it all.
Yes. And in football news, Cristiano Ronaldo, 37, he sat down an explosive interview with Piers Morgan on Talk TV.
Well done, Piers.
Very good.
Piers Morgan Uncensored is the show. It's a soon-to-be-released 90-minute chat.
90 minutes? Yeah. I'll wind it up. Jesus Christ.
That's a long
You'd
chat.
Have to be kidding.
Good get.
I mean, Medieval only goes for 2 hours. It's put me to sleep for three nights.
He was critical of Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag, and he says he feels betrayed by Manchester United.
They're trying to force you out.
Yes, not only the coach, but the other two or three guys there around the club.
At the senior executive level?
Yes, that I felt betrayed.
And you think they're trying to get rid of you?
Honestly, I shouldn't say that, I don't know, but listen, I don't care, I'm always, people should listen to the truth. Yes, I feel betrayed, and I felt that some people that don't want me here, not only this year, but last year too.
I didn't understand a word of that.
And he still plays for them?
Well, he recently refused to come on as a late substitute in a game against Tottenham, and that's put fans off him.
Cristiano's not coming on.
He's losing the Manchester United base.
What's the issue? Why do they want to get rid of him?
Yeah.
Well, he's 37. I think he wants it to be the Ronaldo show, and he's not retiring with dignity, I think.
But is he past it?
Like
37.
Yeah.
He'll be going to his. He'll be going to his last.
Age is just a number, William. Look at Tom Brady.
Yeah, exactly.
But if there's a suggestion that Cristiano, we think you'll be better suited if you come on in the last 30 minutes of the game as opposed to playing the full 90.
Right.
But he thinks he's the star.
Right.
Now, I don't know enough about the game,
and
I don't know enough about how he's travelling.
No.
It's very hard to have Cristiano Ronaldo. on your books, knowing what you're paying him, yeah, and have him sitting on bench.
What's your return on your investment?
What are you doing?
What's going on with that?
I mean, how many? What number does he wear? How many shirts would he have sold for a start?
He set the record when he came back to Manchester United.
There's a lot more than minutes played tied into these guys.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised he feels betrayed. Mm. He's a veteran of the soccer world, and that soccer world is full of mad animals in executive roles that'd sell their own mother if they thought it'd help them out. They're awful people, soccer people.
That's the back page.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. Time to get jiggy with it. The heat is on. It's time for a three-way.
Up for grabs this morning. If you win our three-way, $200 to spend at Red Rooster. Yes. The Rooster's calling you to try Red Rooster's crunchy fried chicken today, Marty.
Well, as we always say, it's never too early for cock. And Red Rooster is supplying some of the great fried chicken.
A great day for it today.
I've seen the ad on TV. It just pops its fried chicken-y head out of the out of the box and says, eat me.
Yeah.
If you think you're strong enough to take me on, take me on.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love Red Rooster?
I
the Ripper Roll. The Ripper Roll. Yeah. I know we're talking about the crunchy fried chicken.
Yeah. I know.
But the Ripper Roll.
The Ripper Roll.
Oh. Try the crunchy fried chicken.
Stay out of
Try the crunchy fried chicken.
We'll do all the You're not good at the chicken stuff.
The standard roast chicken is okay, beautiful.
It's okay.
At Red Rooster.
Relax. Good on you, mate. Good on you, mate.
Good on you, Will.
Yes. Todd is back, Marty.
Todd's in Somerville. Good morning, Todd. How are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Never better, mate. You're the carryover loser. Hang in there, Todd. I've got a good feeling about you today. Charlie is in Croydon South. Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, Marty and gang.
How are you, mate?
Good.
What's you are.
I said, how are you, mate?
Oh, I'm fantastic, mate. Just on the way to work.
What do you do for a living, Charlie?
I work for a wholesale produce company, so quite a
thrill
though, mate.
Yeah, all right. Beautiful. Well done, Charlie. All right, here we go, gents. Todd v. Charlie. Name is your buzzer. Tell me what these three things have in common. Best of three, first of two. Question one, curveball sent in by Brad via Instagram. Question one, name is your buzzer. Dastardly, Smith, Van Dyke.
Charlie.
Yes, Charlie.
Are they cutting counters?
Oh, no.
No. Todd?
No idea.
They're all famous dicks.
Yes.
Shite.
Fair enough. Question two. Here we go. Come on, gents. Todd v. Charlie. You couldn't script this one. Rand, Frank, Yen.
Charlie.
Yes, Charlie.
They're all currency.
Yeah, Charlie.
Bang.
Ouch, Charlie.
Todd.
Come on, Todd.
My finger.
Finger.
Todd, come on. Stay in it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Charlie wins it. Question three. Todd v. Charlie. Name is your buzzer. Michael, Sonny, Fredo.
Charlie.
Charlie.
They're all Godfather characters.
Oh!
Todd, that means you're coming back tomorrow if you want.
Once more.
Yeah!
5 seconds. Stand by two. It's all just a little
bit of history. On this day.
In the middle of the month, the 15th of November today, mate.
Today is Steve Irwin Day.
Oh,
crikey.
Not sure why.
No.
Yeah.
And he's passed away a long time ago.
2006.
Longer than we were thinking,
I'm not sure why today's Steve Irwin Day, but I'm glad it is.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
It's just an annual international event honouring the life and legacy. I don't know why it's today.
Did someone just nominate it today and away we went? On this day in 1904, King C. Gillette patents the Gillette razor blade. I didn't know. Is it really a person? King? I don't know anything about the Gillette razor blades.
Me neither.
1956 on this day, Love Me Tender.
Love Me.
The film with Elvis Presley. Debuts in the US.
That would have been one of his.
Was his first?
First
film. Yeah. 56.
I found out why it's Steve Irwin Day.
Why?
Oh yeah.
It was the birth of one of his favourite animals, Harriet, the Galapagos land tortoise.
Yeah. Oh, I've lived seen to be Harriet.
175.
Harriet's at Biwa at the Australia Zoo and just eats hibiscuses.
Valet Harriet?
I think Valet.
Valet.
Not Valet Harriet.
I think so.
Oh, no.
I think.
Not today.
Will, please.
Yes, I think you're right.
Steve Irwin Day.
Oh, I think Harriet died just before Steve did.
Oh.
2006.
What's the point?
I know.
No, I'll keep going.
Push
like I always do. 1969, the first Jackson 5 record to enter the top 100.
We're back.
Come on, we're back.
Yeah.
Well, that's Michael. It wasn't a happy ending there.
Very upset. Well, I mean, you know, Vale Michael.
Yes.
1986, the Beastie Boys released their debut album, Licensed to Ill.
They're alive.
Yeah.
Beastie Boys. No Sleep Till Brooklyn. 1991, Cape Fear is released in cinema starring Robert De Niro.
Counselor!
Ooh.
Counselor!
The movie.
The score.
Is that you?
Great film.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you must
I'm
watch
here.
It.
I'm out, come out, wherever you are.
Vintage dare.
It's about camp. Like a camp.
It's the, the Simpsons episode where
Sideshow
Bob is under the car.
Minimise everything to Simpsons episode,
please. It's the rape episode.
Come on.
It's a parody of it.
It's a cartoon.
But that's how I know.
Yeah.
God.
The rake.
2017, Leonardo da Vinci's painting Salvator Mundi sells for $450 million. That's the world record price for any artwork.
Wow.
$450. That's hard to do it. For that thing, I could have knocked that up myself. You'd have to be kidding.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
It's paid by numbers, John.
$450 million, though.
Birthdays, Chad Kroeger, the Little Lions turning 47. I like your pants around your feet.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Bike lanes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
A new report has found pop-up bike lanes. What's a pop-up bike lane?
Sorry. Do you want Matthew to answer?
Was that rhetorical or did you actually want
to answer? No, what pop-up bike lanes? What does that mean?
In the pandemic, they put up a bunch of bike lanes, but they just kind of put them over the top of existing lane markings.
No, it's ridiculous. They're a danger to cyclists, according to this new report. The research from the independent group, Traffics Group, nice name for it.
Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
With an X, Traffics.
Traffics.
Yeah. Shows the plan to install more than 100 kilometres of bike lanes to provide better cycling connections to the city, provide no material benefit for cyclists whilst contributing to an increased risk of collisions.
Collisions.
due to the confusing nature of the lane markings, because it is a bun fight out there.
Yeah.
Half the time you don't know you're in the bike lane.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do here?
The report's adding to calls from residents and other road users to rip up the bike lanes, particularly in Exhibition Street.
That is a mess.
I will never understand why you've made that a one-lane road.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Contributing to all sorts of congestion.
It's absolutely ludicrous.
Mm.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
I've spent that whole break talking about Exhibition Street.
You really, really have.
It is something that you are very passionate about, and that's good.
Just don't
that's
understand.
A good thing.
Yeah. Anyway, it's time to change gears and do something fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a simple question, but I really want people to get involved. It's a slightly rainy Tuesday morning.
Yes.
I get it. I'm not an idiot. I live in this world too.
Yeah.
What makes you happy? Isn't that a simple question?
Straight off the back of shiny, happy people.
Yeah, my God.
What makes you happy?
Can it be as simple as, like, fresh sheets?
Yes. That's perfect.
Yeah.
And taking off my socks and I'm already in bed and I feel the sheets on my feet.
Yeah.
Mowing the lawn and having a beer is one of the great joys in my life.
Oh, the smell.
Nothing makes me happier than standing on the deck and looking at the mow.
Yeah.
Having an ice cold beer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, God.
Yeah.
Do you like a shower beer? I've never
I
understood.
Love a shower.
I had a shower beer on Saturday night.
Yeah. Did you?
Yes. It's a very late shower beer.
I love
to ease me in.
keys you down.
Right.
And that caps. I love a sit-down shower makes me happy. During lockdown, I actually put a chair in the shower.
Yeah.
The whole time, and I just
you'd given
there.
Up.
Yeah, and I just sit
it was
there.
Leather.
It was leather. It's a three-piece. The people at Moran. Big shout-out to those guys. What makes you happy? There's so many simple things in life that make you happy. Let's talk about it.
133353. You know, what makes you happy?
Let's have a feel-good phone.
Yeah.
I'm sick of people dying.
Well, you're in for a shock during fact check.
Oh, no.
Really?
Honestly. Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
As Shania Twain said, all I want to
do
is have some fun.
That's not Shania Twain. It's Sheryl Crow.
As Sheryl Crow famously said, after a conversation with Shania Twain.
Probably, maybe.
All I want to do is have some fun, Shania.
Shania said,
you should write that into a song, Sheryl.
Man, I feel like a woman is what Shania said.
Yeah. A Harvard study of adult development, the longest running study on happiness ever, has followed 724 men since they were teenagers in 1938.
That's quite a study.
Wow. That is a study.
Yeah.
With participants coming from a range of socioeconomic backgrounds.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Good cross.
The Harvard team has collected a wealth of data over 74 years, collating all kinds of personal, psychological and health indicators and outcomes, and asking their families about their mental and emotional health every 2 years.
That's right, okay. Just to check in.
Amazing study.
Yeah, it is. Professor Dr. Robert Waldinger, one of the great dingers.
It says project director, actually.
Project director. Dr. Robert Waldinger. Yeah. What did I call him?
Professor director doctor.
Professor director doctor. Robert Waldinger, Bobby Waldinger, says personal connection creates mental and emotional stimulation, and those things are automatic mood boosters, while isolation is a mood buster.
Well, that does make sense to me.
Yes, it does.
I like time on my own, but I don't have lots of time on my own.
No,
But you like to have people around you as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But also when I'm in a group setting, like if I'm on a holiday with a big group of people, it gets to a point where I'm like, I need to remove myself now before
give me a few hours on my own.
Crack.
Yeah, it's too many randoms.
Yeah. Mm.
If our in our ancestral past, if we suddenly become isolated and pushed out by the tribe, it would have meant our inevitable death.
Yeah.
So the behaviours responsible for your ensuring social connection would have had a strong selective pressure. They still do.
Stronger together.
Stronger together.
Mm. Strength in numbers.
Strength in numbers.
Yeah.
All of the above.
All of the above. Everything.
All of the above. A, B, C, D.
However, because of technology, we are spending more time alone than we have in all of human history. We've never been more miserable.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting. Put your phones away.
We're asking the question, what makes you happy? It could be the simplest things. It might be making a spag bowl on a Friday night.
Oh, I do love that.
I do love that.
You know, putting your feet up, having a glass of red wine.
Celebrating Friday night early on the all-new Thursday night.
Yes.
I prefer a Friday night, to be honest.
How
but
quickly
yes.
can you drop your duds in a hotel room?
And order a club sandwich.
Pretty quickly.
I love being in a hotel room by myself. Like, no, not like that, but I love like going
not like
in
that.
There.
Not like what?
Yeah.
It comes down to the fresh sheets for me.
Yes.
I would love someone who just do a turn down service.
Oh, me too.
Or some hotels. Oh, for your house.
Yeah. When I used to go have a sleepover at my nana's, she'd do a full turn down.
Oh, that's
service.
Cute.
It was really nice.
Well, yeah. What
put
makes
the
you
hot
happy?
Water thing on for me.
Paddy in Langwarrin, mate.
Hello, Paddy.
How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm never better. What makes you happy, Paddy?
You'd be, first I'll say, coming home to me, girl.
Yeah,
right?
Nice.
Coming to work, I love going to work. I'm a truck driver, as you know.
Oh, I love it.
But when I pull up the driveway back at home, me dog looking out the window, barking at me, and when I get inside, he just sits on me lap until I go to bed.
That's cute.
What makes me happy.
Yeah.
I mean, the stress of truck driving and all that.
I'm hearing you, Paddy.
Great start.
Ticking a lot of boxes there.
That's a great
mentioned
start.
His lady first.
Yes.
Did the right thing.
Very good.
Did the right thing.
Yeah.
I felt as though he was more interested in the dog.
Well, dogs are just always happy to see you.
Unconditional love. Unconditional love.
Lucy in Sunbury.
Hello, Lucy.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Lucy.
What makes you happy, Lucy?
I've got a very simple thing, squeezing a big pimple.
Oh, Lucy. Really happy. It's one of the great joys in life, isn't it?
Yep.
Do you squeeze your partner's pimples at all, Lucy?
Yeah, used to, but not anymore.
Left me. Oh, he left you.
Didn't
squeeze properly.
I'm sorry. You're better off without him.
Sometimes when Loz gets involved in the questions, that kind of thing can happen.
It's the best thing in the whole wide world. That makes you really happy.
Yeah. I know. I get it. I totally get it.
Lucy misses squeezing her partner's pimples because he left her.
Sorry. He's no longer there.
He's not there anymore.
But you know what? That's good power to Lucy.
Yeah. Yeah. John in Mount Evelyn. What makes you happy?
Hello, John.
Good morning. This one is for my missus, what makes her happy.
Yeah.
Pork chops.
Pork chops.
Oh, yeah, good.
Pork chops just make her happy.
Yeah, if I cook her pork chops for dinner, when she's had her dinner, she has that JBF look. Just been fed.
Oh, Jesus Christ, John.
I was looking for the big red button.
Whoa.
Wow.
Thank you, John. That made me very nervous.
Me too.
Wow. Triple M.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Talking the simple things in life this morning, Marty, what makes you happy?
What makes you happy?
Yeah.
There's been a huge study done over 78 years, a Harvard study of adult development. Basically, they've boiled it down to, you're happier with connections emotionally and mentally that stimulate you, and they're automatic mood boosters, and isolation's a mood buster. I mean, you don't have to do a 78-year study to work that out. I mean, it's been minimised down to a bullet point.
Oh, yes.
I can only read what's in front of me.
That's
I'm sure the results were far more
detailed, wide-reaching. Like
great. Yeah. Yeah. Who doesn't love a graph?
I love a graph.
We're just about the headlines here, though.
Yeah.
Contrast with modern times. We were going back to the cave days and, you'd do everything together. We'd go and kill a woolly mammoth together.
Oh, let's do it.
And we'd drag it home and eat it together, put the fire on and relax.
How lovely.
You know, could we make a red wine? I don't know what is red wine.
Give it a try, have that chat.
Yeah. I saw Graham. He looked like he was spaced out, man.
Imagine the guy who discovered alcohol.
You'd be disappointed with how much mammoth draw you ate.
Need a bit more mammoth.
I've got quite the appetite when I'm hungry.
And then we would lay under the mammoth rug together. Because in those days there were no rules.
That's right. Exactly, no rules.
Did whatever you want.
There actually weren't.
There was no heater. You had to warm yourself up somehow.
Tough times for kids.
Yeah, that's right.
Contrast this with modern humans. Nearly a third of people in developed Western countries live alone. Nearly one third of people live alone.
That is a lot of people.
Isn't that
a lot of single households?
Isn't that amazing?
Mm. Yeah.
They're truly alone for about 8 or 10 hours of every day.
That makes me sad.
Well, maybe they're happy with it.
Yeah. Said you wanted to do that.
Sounds like bliss. Yeah,
you said you wanted to live alone.
I would. But you know what? I just think of some older people that live alone and who don't have much family. And that is one of the most.
Old people living alone.
Yeah, that's sad. Yeah,
it makes me really, 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 really sad.
Absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't make me really, really, really sad. Because they can go to bingo and do stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when I saw that man waiting at the bus stop with a newspaper and he's going to the races and he was wearing a suit.
Yeah, but you don't know anything about him.
I know. His wife probably was like, have a good day.
He could have been done for neg driving as a 27-year-old and killed someone.
Oh,
so just have a think.
Yeah. He could have been off to a job interview.
Hey.
Always think of the worst in people.
Don't always think people are good.
Insta-Will?
That's my point.
Life lessons.
Life lessons by the fun guy. Yeah.
What makes you happy on Insta? Bale says Bunnings snag.
Yes.
Oh my God, a sausage at Bunnings.
Sometimes they're unexpected.
Oh.
Like, we're at Bunnings.
But I start thinking about them a fair way out from Bunnings too.
Do you go to Bunnings or the snag?
No, but if I'm going to Bunnings, I'm already thinking about the sausage.
Of course.
Skell says a crisp golf drive.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, good.
Yeah,
straight off the car.
One out of the screws.
What did you think?
I thought he meant on a buggy.
Oh, my God.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.
Testicle Tuesday. Oh, yes.
Testicle Tuesday.
Yeah, being a Tuesday.
Testicle Tuesday.
Thank you. It's time for this.
Well, a 79-year-old Japanese man has got a 2.2-metre skipping rope stuck in his bladder. It's another one of these.
What?
Whoops.
After inserting it through his undercarriage. I mean, why do these people do this? Normally it's phone charges, in fairness.
Yeah,
this is much
This guy's gone old school skipping rope. in what one medic described as the most extreme case they've ever seen. I mean, we've got all the x-rays. It's one of those skipping ropes that is like the plasticky nylon.
Yes. Yeah, I've got one of these at home.
Yeah. Well, keep it in the cupboard.
Slow down.
You know what I'm saying?
It looks like a piece of spaghetti in that photo.
It really does. But look at the length of it. You're just feeding that in, threading that in. And for so long.
I know. And
he's obviously taken the handles off.
Yeah, he's
definitely
did.
Taken the handles off. I don't understand what bit of this is fun.
Neither do I.
It's become tightly coiled inside the man's bladder. Mm. It made it impossible for medics to pull it out. Like, at what point are you not stopping? Like, just stop putting it in. Leave a little bit at the end so you can pull it out.
Oh, God.
Just push it all in.
All of it.
And you're 79. You're old enough to know better.
Maybe he doesn't know better.
I think he's just, I reckon he's just bored.
Yeah.
And started shoving one end of it in there and thought, well, I'm going to just see this. Yeah.
I've done the crap.
Shove it somewhere else. Shove it into a keyhole. Like, why does it have to go there?
He did.
No, the keyhole doesn't make any sense.
Well, just like, of all the holes, do you have to?
Look at it bunched up in there.
I think you're right. In for a penny, in for a pound.
I think he's just bored.
Nothing else to do.
It's known as sounding.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Sounding.
Matt sounds very...
You know, you sound familiar with sounding, Matthew. Have you done that?
I've never heard of it.
No, I've never partaken.
I don't believe that.
Okay, well...
No, I mean,
wasn't convincing. Now that you're talking about it, I feel like this is something you do regularly.
No, this...
regularly. But he didn't ask if you'd done it. He asked if you'd heard about it.
Mm. Yeah, you're the one saying you've done it.
Sounding Sundays.
Sounding Sundays at your joint.
Saturdays.
Saturday, any day ending in Y. Tuesday.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The season finale of The Cheap Seats, 8:30 tonight on 10, and Marty on 10 Play. Yes. And Mel Bracewell is with us.
Oh, Mel. Lovely to see you.
Hello, everyone.
As you would know, Mel, we tried to do this one other time. It didn't go as well as both of us would have liked.
I was telling Tim about this. I was like, I hope he won't bring it up. He's really chill. He won't bring up the time you didn't turn up.
Had a big weekend of work.
I did. I know.
And your alarm didn't go off.
I know.
And that happens.
I know. And our entire road was closed with construction. Mm. So there was someone that was supposed to pick me up, but they couldn't anyway.
Couldn't get in there. It's our greatest fear in life, all of us collectively, that our alarms don't go off.
It's I used to produce Breakfast Radio, and every morning I would like have to check it like 12 times.
I think it's happened to me more than anyone. I'll get a call at quarter to five, and I'm like, oh.
You have a crazy Fitbit thing that think works.
My alarm, because it vibrates and it doesn't wake up my partner.
Yes, that's good.
And sometimes in my dream, I can just feel it vibrating and I'm just turning it off, turning it off.
Yeah. It doesn't wake up your partner. It doesn't wake you up. It's perfect.
It's the perfect alarm. I hate alarms. Oh, I love it when I wake up before my alarm so I can turn it off.
Yes. There's you search through all the different tones and you think, I'm going to find the one that's most peaceful. Mm-hmm. But then you just associate the sound of birds with hatred of life.
Yeah. I know.
And
that's a triggering noise
for you. You go, I'll do my favourite song. Oh, that favourite song's ruined. Because every time I hear it, I'm like, I'm going to be somewhere.
Triggered.
So true. I was using Dave Gray's Babylon.
Oh, yes.
Now I'm using a Brandon Flowers track.
Yeah.
Oh. It's like, I've ruined two songs.
Yeah, exactly.
I had Rihanna, Shine Bright Like a Diamond, for about 10 years.
And you deserve
that's
that.
That's beautiful, honestly.
What a great start to the day.
I'm still using Titanium when I get the chance. Mel, it's so lovely to see you. Let's just do a quick walk through the Mel Bracewell story before we talk about
Cheap
Seats, which of course is 8:30 tonight on 10 and 10 players. Troy suggested with our old friend Tim McDonald, who's just one of the great dingers, hitting him out of the park.
Yeah, he's a dinger. I didn't know that.
Well, it's also something else.
Okay, great. I heard the phrase. I'll tell everyone he's a dinger.
He's a dinger. Tell everyone he's a dinger. Grew up in Beach Haven, In it sounds lovely.
Where is this? Where is this?
Marty asked for a sheet before about 30 seconds ago.
I said, give me something about Mel.
Okay.
Beach Haven in Auckland's North Shore.
It sounds really nice.
It sounds stunning.
It sounds really nice.
That is accurate? That is where you're from?
That is where I'm from. Yeah, but how did you know that?
I don't know. Matthew.
On your Wikipedia. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, interesting.
Is it nice?
Is it nice?
It is not I would say it's nice. It's not expensive.
Is it a beach, as the name suggests?
You'd assume that there is. There is a sort of cobblestone, very... It is nice.
Hmm. But, and are you swimming there, or is it fresh?
But New Zealand is an island, so everywhere is a beach haven, you know? To call yourself a beach haven, you're like, okay, all right.
Sit down. Slow down, beach haven.
Chill out.
Can you swim, though, or is it freezing?
You can swim. In summertime, it's all good.
Is it?
It's great.
Okay. No, okay,
all right.
I don't know about that.
It's a no.
Of course, you've moved into stand-up comedy. How's that going? Because the last time I saw you, we were in Perth together earlier this year, and you're doing good-sized rooms. Are you enjoying it?
I am. It is pretty wild because we started our show during COVID and everything, and the last festival I had done before this year was like 2019, and I, you know, I'd done a couple episodes that have been paying attention. Did my comedy festival show in a half of a boardroom, so they put a curtain in between a boardroom to split it into two rooms.
Oh, wow.
It's practical.
Yeah, exactly. So you hear two shows for the price of one, because you do hear the other show through the curtain. And so it's been pretty wild to come back into the festivals and for it to be
massive rooms, selling a lot of tickets. It's great for you. And great for all of your homeowning dreams that are taking place.
Oh, man. I sometimes look at, like, the websites and go, maybe. And it's still, no way.
It's expensive.
It's
you've got a history in breakfast radio as well. Radio Hodaki.
Hodaki, yes.
Hodaki.
Very close. You're actually very close, though.
I was close, wasn't I?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I was producing their breakfast show for a while and on air sometimes. I can't do it. I don't know how you guys do it in the mornings. It's too early.
Well, I think you do know. You just sort of get up and get on with it.
I had to, because I was at uni at the time, I would just every day have a nap. Yeah. So I'd go to work and then I'd go have a nap and then I'd like wake up and then go to my lecture at like 10.
Yeah, it's an insular job, isn't it? And when you're a young person, it's a nightmare. When you're my age,
yeah, it's much
when
easier.
You're our age,
yeah,
it's totally. Easier. I love going to bed.
Wow.
And I love going to bed early. I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything.
I love video games, so I don't.
Are you a gamer?
I'm a gamer.
Are you?
What are some titles? Well in these hours.
No. I can do it. What was that, sorry?
What are some titles that you like to play?
At the moment, I'm playing Halo Infinite.
Oh, the new one.
Yeah, the new one. It's a bit of fun.
Okay. You guys have got something in common. Yeah.
You're an Xbox guy.
PC, because it's on PC. But
does PC have a joystick, or is it still shift and up and down?
Good question. Yeah. I like it.
That's a very good question. So this is actually, you know, in the Halo community, some people play keyboard mouse.
Oh.
Some people play on controller. Oh.
You can
plug your controller in.
What's considered, you know, poor form?
I think keyboard mouse. Those guys think that they're way better. Like they think, oh, well, I'm doing something totally different and the game isn't optimized for me so that I have to be really good.
Mm.
And controller players are like, okay, well, then just play with a controller if it's harder. You know?
Yeah.
Nothing worse than mouse snobs. You know?
Yeah, mouse snobs.
Coming up against
it's a good chat. Are you like a crazy gamer? Like you get up and you've 14 hours of gaming?
I just strap myself into the chair. I am in control of it. I am quite... I'm very competitive, so I do get quite angry to the point where a video game could ruin my day.
Yes.
Yeah, but I enjoy it. I think I enjoy it. But then I also, I enjoy it when I win.
Do you have a headset like you're on the counter at Hungry Jack's doing the drive-thru? Do you have a Whopper Junior, please?
Yes.
Do you have a headset?
I do.
And talk to people around the world?
Yeah, on Discord. That's cool.
Oh,
it's cool, right?
It's an interest.
This feels like the Triple M audience
that they would be. Yeah, they'll love this.
Do you go on, is it Twitch?
I am going to start doing that again. I started doing it and I felt bad because people pay like a monthly subscription.
Yeah. It's like OnlyFans for gaming, Marty.
Yeah. OnlyFans for gaming.
Yeah.
You do stay clothed. There is a weird thing with Twitch though, because there's like a loophole where I'm not doing any streams like this, but you're not allowed to say be in a bikini unless you are in context. So if you're in a hot tub, you can be in a bikini. Twitch streams, there's just hot tub streams all the time. They're like, I'm in a pool. Yeah. I'm like surrounded by water, so therefore it's
I can wear my bikini.
Get electrocuted.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like
that's really dangerous.
2015, you won the Raw Comedy Quest. Is that a New Zealand one or is that an Australian one?
A New Zealand one.
And how was that?
It was good. It was fun. I don't know. That's the thing with me being competitive. I think it helped that I won something. Then I was like, actually, this is quite good. I think if I lost, I'd be like, all right, whatever.
And then, of course, 2016 won Best Auckland, Best Newcomer at the festival there, the International Comedy Festival. So you're just stacking on stacking on stacking. And now here you are. Co-hosting The Cheap Seats, which has an enormously long run. I mean, God, you guys do a lot of work.
Yeah. We have to watch so much news.
And I know how much work goes into these kind of shows. It's a full-time job, and you're doing about 30 weeks a year.
And we think we're cursed as well, because our show we do on a Tuesday night, every Wednesday morning, something crazy happens.
Yeah.
Like last week, or like 2 weeks ago, it's like we wrapped the show. We're like, oh, there weren't any massive stories or whatever. The next morning, the lions escape the Taronga Zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
12 hours earlier.
I know.
Yeah.
And so
By the time you get round to the next Tuesday, no one cares about the lions.
You know? We'll do it anyway.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, it's good vision. It's always fun seeing lions padding around an enclosure they've escaped from. It's a huge amount of work. How are you coping with it?
It's good. I am excited to have a holiday. I'm excited for our last episode because that's going to be amazing.
Tonight.
Tonight. But it has been a long year.
Yeah.
For everyone.
It is. It's a long year and it's a lot of work and there's a lot of pressure on you being the face of the show. And you're carrying Tim.
You know what? When you talk about it like
that. And you're carrying Tim, which is doubly hard for you.
Exactly. That's the toughest part.
He is one of the loveliest ladies on TV, Tim, but he...
Tim friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
He's a friend of the show.
So good at his job.
Yeah. He is. He's amazing. Yeah. He's a great joke writer.
He's so amazing. Yeah,
I can see why those guys folded him in. Because when I first turned up, he used to take photos of us sitting at the desk.
He's got a comical rise to fame.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It reminds me of there's this basketball team in New Zealand called the Breakers.
Yeah.
And there is the guy who started out. He went to my school, actually, and he mopped the floors for the Breakers game.
Wow.
And then he moved up to, he was the mascot.
Yeah.
So then he became the mascot, and then he was the DJ.
Oh, my God.
And now he is the general manager of the Breakers.
That's the best.
That is a great story.
It is wild. And, it's like a career path from The Sims or something.
Yes.
Then he bought a gym. It's like, Tim used to take photos of us when we'd be sitting on the panel for Have You Been Paying Attention, but then they do a sort of a check for the cameras and stuff and Tim would sit in and pretend to be someone and he was hilarious and the guys like, this kid's funny.
Yeah.
And they folded him into the office and here he is.
Yeah.
It's a great story.
Yes. And because he hasn't come from stand-up or any kind of, I guess, narcissistic profession like I have.
He's an honest joke writer.
He's actually a nice person.
Yeah. He's actually just writing funny jokes.
I'm an a-hole.
We all carry baggage because we've all had to sort of survive and push through.
Yeah, totally.
And it's dog eat dog, but he doesn't have any of that.
Exactly. He's just had a normal life, you're working a normal job, and now he's on television.
Yeah. He does love a puffer jacket, which is something that he's going to have to eventually grow out of. He'll eventually realise.
Even noticed that, but now I can't picture him out of it.
No. And he'll when he looks back at photos of this time, he'll be disappointed in himself for wearing a puffer jacket for so long.
What?
It doesn't matter.
Where's this going?
Mel, it's so lovely to chat with you and spend a bit of time
me.
With you. Is there anything you want to talk about before you go?
I don't know why this feels so therapeutic. You know what? Life at home isn't good.
I'm sure it is. Parts of it are.
Is tonight's episode a look back on the year?
It is.
Oh, good.
So it is 2022 from The Cheap Seats.
Nice.
And so we this is the our favourite part of the year because we've forgotten so much that's happened. And we look through the clips and then we go, oh, my God, that was hysterical. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember it. So I assume people at home won't remember them too.
Yeah.
It'll be nice.
And the old mate Sam Pang's guesting this week.
He is. Yes. So he's coming on.
Yeah.
I am so intrigued to know what he'll say or what he'll
do. Tim will write most of it for him. Lovely to see you, Mel. Have a lovely night.
You too.
And congratulations on the series, and we look forward to next year.
Oh, thank you so much.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
What about this? Europe's richest trust fund kid,
mm-hmm.
has inherited half of the Red Bull empire.
How much is that worth?
30-year-old Mark Matasichits is the son of Red Bull founder Dietrich Matasichits, who passed away at the age of 78 3 weeks ago. Valet Dietrich.
Yeah. According what a legacy he's left. You're right, Kate.
According to Bloomberg Billionaires Index, Mark Matasichits is now worth $15.7
billion. Oh, wow.
He's currently the wealthiest European in the millennial age group, people born between 81 and 96. He's worth $15 billion. He never done a thing for it.
Extraordinary.
Except wait for his old man to die.
Yeah.
What a turd. His inheritance also leaves him as the fourth richest millennial in the entire world, behind founder of TikTok and Walmart.
How is the founder of TikTok Walmart?
It must be an inheritance thing.
A young person got all Walmart's money.
Behind
it. It's an inheritance. Yeah. You can't respect it, though. It's like you've done nothing for it. You just lucked out.
It's still unclear whether he will be inheriting other assets from his father, including an island in Fiji.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, that would be nice.
Castles and villas in Austria.
Oh, that would be really nice.
God, why was dad a teacher?
A little birdie, Marty. What's happening?
The cleanup from the train derailment could take a week. 16 of the freight train's 55 cars came off the tracks west of Geelong at Inverleigh around 5:30 yesterday, severing a crucial interstate freight route.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, we saw it unfolding live.
I know. It was breaking news.
Authorities say it's too early to determine the cause of the accident, but heavy rain and flash flooding was reported near the scene.
Was it carrying a lot of cargo?
Well, there was a lot of...
I don't know. Maybe it was empty. Maybe it was full. Yeah. The hats are back. What's this about? The Age Good Food Guide Awards were held for the first time in 3 years last night at the W Hotel in the city. Where's the W Hotel?
Now, it's new. I think it's a relatively new one.
I didn't know there was one.
Collins.
There's a very cool little bar underneath it that I've been to.
You're right.
All right. Well, I don't know anything about this hotel, and I really don't like not knowing.
Okay. I think it's the only...
Is it the old Marriott?
It's Marriott.
I wouldn't have thought so, but anyway.
It's where we get our bagels from. It's just near there.
Okay. It's good to know.
W, good brand.
Vietnamese-inspired restaurant Aru won Restaurant of the Year. The new Restaurant of the Year was awarded to a CBD laneway restaurant called Sarai. The Oceania Cruises Chef of the Year gong went to Julian Hills, who operates a small Yarraville fine diner called Navi.
Navi.
Regional Restaurant of the Year is Moonar, which is just outside of Torquay. And what about that one that's out near Birriggara? That's the one that always wins.
Bray.
Bray's been beaten.
I'm sure it's getting a hat, but it's just not the restaurant.
Oh, it'll get more than one hat, I would have thought. Yeah. It was one of the top 50 restaurants in the world at one point, Bray.
Gimlet gets a lot of accolades worldwide at the moment.
A busload of babes and an endless line of A-listers packed into Leo DiCaprio's 48th birthday.
I want to go to that party.
That would have been a wild night. Leo was joined by Tobey Maguire.
He's a bit of a dead friend.
He's a bit of a dead shit, Toby. Bradley Cooper, Kate Hudson, Rami Malek, Ashton Kutcher. The Kutch was there. Mick Jagger. Mick would have felt slightly older. Jamie Foxx, LeBron, Adrian Brody, Casey Affleck. Leo reportedly had guests stash their phones in secure bags before entering the party to keep the whole night under wraps.
Like what Chris Rock did when I went to see him live.
It is a bit of a shame, isn't it, that we live in a world where even when you're inviting friends to your own birthday, you're still having to lock phones up?
I know.
Because you can't trust them?
Yeah, it just means it was a wild night and I want to be there.
Who would Mick have spoken to? Mick Jagger?
Oh,
everyone.
Who wouldn't
They would have lined up
kidding?
To be talking to Mick.
Mick doesn't seek
conversation.
Yeah.
Conversation finds Mick.
Yeah. He'd be talking to Jamie Foxx. They'd be, you know,
loved you in Ray.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, loved you in Ned Kelly.
you can talk about actors, yeah.
That sort of thing.
Jay Leno's suffering serious burns from a gasoline car fire. He needs some time to recover following a freak car fire that left him with serious facial burns, but he's otherwise okay. I got some serious burns from a gasoline fire. I am okay, just need a week or two to get back on my feet. So that's good news that Jay Leno's okay. And the injury has not affected his eyes or ears.
That's good.
Sport!
Triple M. Sport. Castrol's best, Castrol Edge.
Breaking news. Pat Cummins has posted a statement on Twitter this morning. He says, I've made the difficult decision to miss next year's IPL. The international schedule is packed with tests and one-day internationals for the next 12 months. So I will take some rest ahead of an Ashes series and a World Cup. It's a big decision.
It is.
Leaving a lot of money on the table for Pat Cummins there.
Yeah. That cricket schedule is so packed. Something's got to give for each of these players.
Get rid of the bloody T20s.
The Marty Shergold Show on Triple M.
Time for Spin It, DJ Marty. Press that button.
Here we go.
Let's do it. With this. Yo, DJ.
Spin it, DJ.
Like a DJ.
Take that crazy rhythm.
You're in control of the deck.
Spin it, DJ time. Where I take over the desk and you guys, I play the start of a song. And the first to know the title and artist uses their name as a buzzer. Mm. And once an incorrect guess has been made, the remaining contestants can request a bit more of the song. Best of five, first to three.
Yeah,
that's
very low.
Oh, yes.
Hang on a
sec. More music?
Just a bit more bed, yeah, is what you're saying.
Happy with that?
I mean, that's right.
Feels about right.
Even a bit louder.
I don't like loud beds because it makes me feel like I work at Fox.
Doing the traffic or something.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like everything's got to have a bed under it, even if you're just telling a story about your family.
Do I have them too loud for us?
You don't do anything wrong, Jordan.
You've never done a thing wrong. Including turning up when you've had plantar warts removed from your foot and not carrying on like a clown because you've had a little bit of a procedure on one of your feet.
That's not
Don't
a bad
you thing. Listen to him, Clara.
Watching Clara hobble around today because she's had a mole removed.
It's painful.
It's like watching Leonardo DiCaprio in Gilbert Grape.
It's not. It's not you, Clara. It's him. It's his issue. I know, you know. Stop that!
She did turn up though.
Poor
so that's
Clara. Oh, well
she
done, Matthew. Dead. Yeah, no.
And good, she's got endone.
Good balance.
She was prescribed endone.
Good balance from you, Matthew. You've done your job. Running score head to head, Troy's won 4, Lauren's won 4, and Will's won 3.
Wow, it's a good one.
This is tight.
This is tight.
This is super tight. With the rain continuing to smash the east coast of Australia, today's edition is the wet edition.
Wet songs.
Wet songs, possibly wet artists, I don't know.
Could it be song? No, Lauren, no.
No.
Stop yourself there, buddy.
Yeah. You have a few different ideas.
Yes, it's 8:45, remember that.
I know. I'll save that for the podcast.
Okay.
Yes. I had me faded low. Down yeah, when I was firing off my little sting. But I'll try.
Were you in the lead, Troy? Because I had a win.
I was in the lead, I think. Yeah, but
you're very good at this, Troy.
Oh, 4 plays 4.
Absolutely.
4 plays 4 plays 3. I will indeedy dandy do turn up the music. Here we go. Song 1. Matthew, are you scoring?
Yep.
Because I've got a lot going on over here.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
No.
Yes, Loz.
Drops of Jupiter, Train.
So, yeah.
No, it's not.
A bit more of the song, gents.
Yep.
Drops.
You idiot.
Patricia's out.
Do you regret saying that?
It's very early.
Because you throw a lot of accusations of bad sports.
There was a lot of passion.
Oh, I'm a terrible sport.
Well,
no, in what way?
It's not that you're a terrible sport. You're an only child, and they're different things.
Troy, I'd like to hear more. Would you like to hear more?
Yes.
What you needed was an older brother to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
I know the artist.
And that's when you learn what being a good sport is. Here we go. Bit more.
William. Oh, it is Guns N' Roses, November Rain.
I would never have got that. Never.
Well done, Will.
So, Matthew, if I click back on the big box, does that fade? It just stops.
Yep.
Weather songs.
Rain, wet.
Yes.
Wet.
Wet songs. Wet songs.
Kick it one time, boys.
Certainly will.
Boy.
I thought that was the next song.
No, no, no. I'll always tell you when it's going to be the next song.
Yes.
Here we go. Song two. 1-2, William.
Yes.
Oh. Yes, Loz.
Troy?
Prince, Purple Rain. I have no idea.
Troy, would you like to hear more, or are you happy to
have it? Oh, he buzzed.
Yeah. Rain Dragon?
Oh!
Mark Hunter.
That's a good get.
Don't go out.
Good
now,
song.
Now, if I click on that again, does that go... No, it stops.
You asked me to build fades into them.
Yeah, I want. Yeah, right. So you did it.
Just fades out. Yeah.
Well, then tell me you've done it.
I heard him say
make me stand here and guess like an idiot.
I do enjoy it.
You're
this.
Right, Deathly.
Yeah, I'm right. You know.
We need a big group hug after the show today.
Well, it's just if you've done something that I've asked, it takes me by surprise.
Good feedback.
Is it? Thanks, Will.
Everyone, calm down.
Cool. Point for Loz, point for me.
No. Yeah,
no. For me and
point for William, point for Troy.
Okay.
Song three. This
I'd like
is not...
if there was like better songs.
Oh,
you say that everywhere.
Songs, but they're not very broad.
Okay, you speaking say that everywhere.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on.
I will put a record on. Here we go. Please. Song three. Loza?
Set fire to the rain, Adele.
Wow. That's good.
Is that correct?
The fire, the rain.
Oh,
no!
She's got to walk.
What for? What is it?
Well, hang on. I can't tell you. The other guys get to have a guess.
Give the answer once you've guessed. A bit more.
Shite, I said the wrong song!
Will.
This is brilliant.
Oh, William, you don't want to hear any more of the song?
I'd love to hear more.
No, 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 you buzzed. You're not allowed.
Yeah, okay. You're not allowed.
You buzzed. That's the rule.
Is it Rolling in the Deep, Adele?
No, it's not.
No, stay out of it, Loz.
Have a smidge.
Do you need more song?
Just a little bit, please, Marty. It's Adele.
Yes, I know it's Adele.
I don't know the name.
You don't know the name?
I don't.
Well, no one gets the point. But the song is Water Under the Bridge.
Why would...
What is this? Water Under the Bridge.
It's a full album track.
So Set Fire to the Rain isn't better when we're in a rain thing? Sorry, Matthew. I do apologise. I actually am. I have no control.
Wow, I've never heard that song.
You've never heard that song?
I've never heard that song.
I know Set Fire to the Rain.
But Matthew's so familiar with Adele's back catalogue.
What album was it?
26.
Don't be ridiculous.
21. 21. Don't be ridiculous. 21.
And it goes a little something like this.
And yes, it does. Song four. Score check, please, Matthew.
Will's on one. Troy's on one.
And so this is the fourth song.
Pun best of five.
So if I get it, I can take it to a tie, three-way tiebreaker.
Right, but if William or Troy gets it, they've won the game.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. No, not necessarily.
Yes, because it's best of five.
Yes, but one of us could get the fifth.
Yes, good call. And then it would be 2-2.
Yes, you would be correct.
Okay, here we go. Song four.
Rainers on
you played the reveal.
You played the reveal. That was a... We've got another song.
Is it Riders on the Storm?
Riders on the Storm.
Reveal. And I've done that before. But let's just see what song it was. It was Riders on the Storm.
I knew it.
GC's loving this.
Oh, that's
so. I'm going to move on to a new song.
Next
now.
One. Is that going to fade?
It's not fading.
You can quit.
There we go.
You can't predict when you want it to finish.
So, Matthew, I'm moving to song five.
Cool.
Right, here we go. And I told you this system was not right. Song five.
Troy.
Loza.
Yeah.
Prince, Purple Rain.
So is this a tiebreaker now?
Yeah!
Okay.
What a song.
Is that broad enough for you?
Yes, thank you.
Purple Rain. Okay, here we go.
This is for the win, yeah?
This is...
Could she do it?
This Maybe. Is... This is amazing.
Mm. Okay.
Before we get there...
But technically, this is like one of the backup songs, isn't it?
This is song six.
It's a tiebreaker.
In a best of five. Here we go. Song six.
Troy.
Yes, Troy.
Weather Girls, It's Raining Men.
Oh, damn it.
He's done it!
Yes! Yes!
Well done.
Another win for you.
Well done, Troy. You're welcome.
Don't know how I knew that one.
Really yeah, well no. done. I'm just pulling that fader down.
Don't forget to turn the mics
on. And I'm hitting the green button. Catch yous later.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.
I just want to get the facts.
I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really fast.
What do you got for fact check today, Lotta?
During on this day, we found this out about King C. Gillette.
King C. Gillette patents the Gillette razor blade. Yeah. Is it really a person? King?
He's not a king.
What is it?
He was just an inventor, and that was just his name.
King was his name?
King. King C. Gillette.
Wow. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. King. Never king. Heard that as a name.
He just wanted to be nice and trim and wanted to shave his face.
Fair enough.
And other bits, perhaps. Mm.
Oh, maybe him. Not back then.
Maybe, who knows? I'm sure there was someone.
A bit of manscaping.
Just a tidier.
Started what early. Have you done, King? Shaved all my pubes or
start of the trend.
King comes out, shows the boys. Check this out. Showed me pubes off.
Like that guy on the phone yesterday who cut his...
Oh, that's yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. On the boys' trip.
In front shaft. Of the boys with scissors.
Yeah, don't use scissors.
Strange.
Yeah.
We had a bit of a chat during on this day again about some people who are now valet. Mm-hmm. Steve Irwin and his tortoise, Harriet, died within a few months of each other.
Which is phenomenally sad.
It's so sad.
I remember seeing Harriet eating hibiscuses.
Yes.
I interviewed Steve Irwin many, many years ago.
Did you?
Many years ago.
How was he?
Lovely.
Lovely,
they were all there.
Mm.
Terry and... I don't know if the kids were there, but Robert Terry was Bob, definitely there.
Well, they were tiny when
they would have been little kids, yeah.
Mm.
We perked up a little bit for the Beastie Boys.
1986, the Beastie Boys released their debut album, Licensed to Ill.
They're alive.
Mm. No, they're not.
Not all of them.
So founding member Adam Yauch died in 2012 from parotid cancer, after which the Beastie Boys ceased making music.
Right.
And another founding member who left the band early on in the piece, John Berry, he also passed away.
Mm. Oh, Jesus.
That was
so heavy on this day today.
It was.
A lot of
it was really sad. A lot of
Jesus.
Yeah. That's what on this
Michael
day is.
Jackson
on
some point.
Should be called On This Dead.
It's history. A lot of people are there's more people dead in history than alive.
Thank you, Loz.
Great observation.
Like, obviously.
Obviously. Yep.
Yeah.
Over time, if that's what you're inferring, the more people have died than are alive.
Yeah. Matt was our vault contestant today.
Yeah. I don't even know if we've ever given it away on a Tuesday. No.
Tuesday, 22nd of Feb. Tuesday, 22nd of March. Tuesday, the 2nd of August.
Wow.
And all twos.
Tuesday's quite a popular vault day.
Yes.
But it didn't go off today, which means we're back tomorrow, the 1 in 15 chance.
I had a feeling.
Next Tuesday is the 22nd.
I'll see you then. Is it actually?
It is. It's the 15th today.
Oh, well then, it's going off. Next Tuesday.
Have you got...
No, that's a Tuesday.
Have you got
Williams faux pas in there?
Oh, I don't.
Fried chicken. Oh, I thought we were building the fried chicken.
Sorry. Quickly.
Maybe we can put that in the podcast.
Yes. I'll put it in the podcast. I'm sorry, DC. I totally forgot to ask you for that.
Lauren goes to Tuesday. Quickly.
Will dropped a C-bomb during the show today.
It wasn't quite. It was crunchy without the little.
It was a little mistake.
It was unfortunate is what it was.
But we will put it in the podcast.
Yes, front end.
You'll be able to get a little later on this morning.
Front end?
Yeah.
Maybe back in.
Maybe back in.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Time for the back end, I should say. Bits and pieces from today's full show dump. Oh, by the way, was there something that you missed in fact check today?
Yes.
Oh, have we got that?
Yes, we have it.
Do I have it on my little screen here?
William, during three-way. We have the good people at Red Rooster helping us out. They're giving us $200 worth to spend at Red Rooster of fried chicken.
Crunchy.
Crunchy fried chicken. Well, Will had the unfortunate slip up of this today.
Try the crunchy
We stay out of it.
Try the crunchy fried chicken.
Did
that make the podcast?
Yep. Three-way.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Try the crunchy
Stay out of it.
Try the crunchy fried chicken.
It's easy to do.
Oh, it was no.
Yeah, it's, it just
it's,
was.
It's got a C.
I know
it's
you panicked.
It's got a T sound.
Yeah. Do it one more time.
You bought it in the nick of time.
Try the crunchy
fries.
Try the crunchy fries.
Yeah, it's almost like C-U-N-D.
No,
like that kind of sound.
I don't know why you're trying to
that
say
that kind of sound.
We did try to fix it in the moment.
And I know.
I thought I fixed it.
You always do.
Yeah. And I don't know if you did fix it.
You had panicked eyes. It was fine to panic. You should have just embraced it.
That's twice I've sworn on air.
Like when I said, is this spit or cum on my shirt?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, spit or cum.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Remember when you said gas and you just said gash?
Oh, no, I'm saying it with a Scottish accent, wasn't I?
No, you actually just say gash instead
of
gash.
We called you out and you said, I did not say gash.
I say a lot of words.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some of them I get wrong.
Yes. Mick sent through a meme, as he tends to do. It's Lauren every time she plays Spin It DJ. It's the meme of the angry woman from...
Yeah. Someone said from that what? I'm the only one who still screams the answer when I've called my name as the buzzer.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
I still yell
no
it out.
There's no urgency.
Yeah, you've buzzed in, so just take your time and give us the answer.
Yeah, but I just have to keep that, like, level of passion.
What? Who are these women?
That's from Real Housewives, I think.
Of Dallas or something?
Oh, my God. Look at them.
Houston?
That's the one where then the cat is always just looking back like this.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a meme.
They're awful women.
Oh, you should see the actual vision of that scene.
Who could be that angry about anything in life?
Mm. What makes you happy? Chris says disc golf. Thanks,
disc golf? Does he mean frisbee golf?
Yeah.
Well, frisbee's a brand.
What? Yes, remember that guy?
Yeah.
I don't know what disc golf is.
You just throw a frisbee up a golf course. Yeah.
But
like the same way that you'd hit a golf ball.
And the hole is like a sort of chain thing.
Oh, it's that's like right. You throw it into like in a net.
Yeah. And see there? See how it lands in those chains?
Do you get more points if you get it in the top chain as opposed to the little shelf?
I think it's just the hole.
I don't know. Disc golf looks...
Well, I think it looks fun. Mm. I've never played it.
No. Well, because you're an adult. Look at this idiot trying to throw a frisbee into the hole.
It does look quite cool.
That does sound quite cool.
That hates it.
Steve, what makes me happy? I love my photography. Bought myself a nice camera, took a course, bought a couple of books, practiced taking action shots and perfected it. What, Matthew?
That's the look at Mark just gave me.
What?
Photography makes him happy.
What did you expect when you asked?
I love this. He went and did a course.
Make people happy.
This is good. I
things
now regularly
that make people happy are sad. Me...
Oh,
you are.
What are you talking about?
Next, it'll be pottery.
Yeah,
Clara does.
Clara
pottery.
Loves pottery. Yeah. Makes her happy. And Clara's got a hot pottery teacher.
Yeah.
Really hot.
But this, he went and did classes. I love that. Yeah. That makes me emotional.
Classes. Come to my comedy class.
Shadow's workshop.
No, I just think that the fact that he went and bought a camera and went to classes, that's very lovely. No,
it gets even more lovely. Steve says, I now regularly take photos for my son's footy club, which has helped them in many fronts, e.g. media, advertising and sponsorship.
That's a bit creepy.
What is best
photos
is seeing the joy it brings to the players, their families and friends. Many now have them in their Facebook or Instagram profile pictures.
Oh, I love
photos
that.
Photos that he's taken.
Oh.
It's very satisfying, the joy I bring to others. Steve from Mitcham.
He's sharing the joy too.
Good on you, Steve.
Exactly.
Not only is it making him happy, he's making other people happy.
You really fought for this phone.
I know.
We could have done Birds Attack today.
Yeah, but I would never have talked to Steve about his photography.
No.
Maybe he photographs birds.
Steve, snap out of it, mate.
Yeah.
That's so mean. He has a passion.
Mm.
You love mowing.
Yeah, but mowing's manly. Photography's for ladies. There, I said it. Okay? Ladies take photos of
Marty
friends.
Didn't want to say that. But
you made
him say,
that.
You've pushed him into that situation.
Taking photos is something that women do. Men don't go and take photos of things.
Troy's got 36,000 photos
on
his phone.
I do, but I'm not Ann Geddes.
He's not putting kids in flower pots like Steve would.
Kids in flower pots.
Flower pots.
It is
Israel
flower.
Israel
flowers. Ash says finding extra chips at the bottom of my Macca's bag makes me happy.
We're back. That's what I was after.
Yes.
Scott. Journeys into self discovery with afternoon courses.
Oh,
Snap out of it, Steve. We've all taken
is that
photos.
A pun? Snap out of it?
It's a good one. I thought that was deliberate.
I'm not that good. I'm good, but I'm not that good.
The 180 in facial expression. Snap out of it.
I realised I did a thing.
When you come and see the comedians, you might. I don't know if you can hear it in the audience, but sometimes Mick Molloy has a little laugh at his own jokes.
Yeah, I love
that. And it's the cutest laugh I think I've ever heard come out of the most burly man in the world.
What does giggle? It sound like?
It's like a giggle. It's like a...
God, it makes us laugh back to that.
Funny. You really tell he's enjoying himself.
That's fun.
It is fun.
From Scott, Wilfred Songer. In stitches with the little cum sound bites in today's pod. Who planted them? Fantastic work. We need more of these instead of beeps. And Matthew, was Matthew's hard work.
Marty has no idea.
This is funny.
No,
this is really funny.
Yeah.
Are we listening?
I don't have it.
I think you replied to me.
You did do that.
Did.
I heard
really
that
funny.
Conversation as I was leaving.
Various lyrics.
Yep. Because it was all about the basketball team with the ridiculous shirts.
Yeah, they had cum written on them. Are we replacing all the cums today? Oh,
what cums?
We said come a lot. It'll come on the
Oh, that's thing. Fine.
Mm. We'll leave it up to Matthew. He's the content manager.
From Deese. I'm new to Instagram, coupled with being on the wrong side of 40. Is this where I message the show? Do I need to make a comment on Will's girthy snacker here? Mm-hmm. Anyway, big Willy power pole pants. I'm butchering shit on a new app I found, and here is my latest atrocity. And then Deese has sent through a meme. Mm.
Oh, here we go. And he's on the wrong side of 40.
Oh, this will be good.
It's Martini Sheargold, and it's a martini with...
Oh, you know what? That's actually quite
that's
good.
Pretty good.
That's good.
See, keep it simple.
We need over 40 memes.
Martini Sheargold. These are over 40 memes.
That's really fun. That's
it's a metal olive pick through two photos of my head.
Oh, that's funny.
What's the number of correct number of olives
three.
In a martini?
Always three.
Three.
Always three. Always three. Why has he only got
have
two?
Have you been to the Everly yet for a martini?
You ask me all the time.
Well,
and
you
no.
need to go because they get, like, if you order olives, it's not the same olives they put in a martini. Oh, you don't get olives in a martini, do you?
No.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They put, like, these giant.
Oh,
you came
it.
With me to the Everly.
We had it.
Did you have a martini there?
We had olives, didn't we? Did we eat olives there?
I had a friend make me a martini because I don't like the taste of olives.
Oh, really?
And they put olive juice in the martini.
Yes, that's what I do.
It just ruined it for me. I put like... Brian, that's right.
Isn't that what makes a dirty martini
dirty? Yeah, that's a dirty martini.
Oh, is that what makes
the dirty
it dirty?
The dirtier the martini, the more...
The brine, the olive brine.
I get it dirty. Extra dirty.
Oh. Have I ever made you one with a twist?
You've made me a martini. I don't remember.
It would have been with a twist. I don't do it.
Was that the Wicked Nut?
It would have been Wicked Night.
Fond memories for you, Matthew.
Was that the Tuesday night when your neighbour knocked on the door at 2:30 and says, it's a Tuesday night?
All your apples had been eaten and all your paper towel was gone. Yeah.
And all that jazz.
And all that jazz.
The leg kick.
Oh, and you weren't there, Marty, because you're on the video call. We were talking at you on a video call.
Yeah. About talking at him.
I know, I'm
literally talking at
you. So bad for you that night. You're very patient.
Nothing on.
Another video, another audio message from Troy.
Palmer Troy?
No.
Troy.
Hey guys, just got a story for you. I thought you might be interested. About 20 years ago, me and my mate were walking along the main street in town and saw my cousin's little green Mazda that we affectionately called Kermit parked at a set of lights. So we thought we'd take the opportunity. We ran up and jumped on the bonnet, dropped our duds and just absolutely fruit bowled the windscreen like he could have counted the pubes on our bag and heard this almighty scream. Turned around and lo and behold, here's his lady about 80 years old sitting in the driver's seat. So needless to say, we fumbled our way off the car, pants around her ankles, ran off into the side street, rang my cousin and found out that he'd sold his car to this lovely lady about 2 weeks before. Yeah, a little bit embarrassing, but you know, these things happen. So sort of might be maybe a good launcher for mistaken identity.
Yeah. That's good.
Just volunteering launches.
Finer suggestions.
Yeah.
I hate when you wave to someone and it's just not them.
Mm. It is embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
I did that in the car park leaving here the other day from work. It was so embarrassing. Yeah.
Who did you think it was?
Someone driving a silver hatch. I just assumed that it was someone I knew, but it wasn't. It was somebody else.
Yeah. Mm. I hate that.
Mm. And finally, do you remember Craig sent through this video of his son?
Oh, yes. Yesterday. Oh,
the kid working his doodle.
Yeah, and you said it was doodle time.
Yeah.
We have a response. Craig says, old mate heard himself on the radio and wanted to let Marty know. Cheers.
Okay. Buddy, I'm Jackson. It isn't Doodle time, it's PlayStation time.
It isn't Doodle time. It's PlayStation time.
I love it. So he's like, okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready, Dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready to film.
Where did I film, Dad?
It isn't Doodle
time. It's PlayStation time. I'll step in over.
Frank Walker.
Stop. Hammer time. Oh.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shigold Show podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse's huge fragrance sale is on now. Shop online or in store today and get department store fragrances at the lowest prices.